Sports Betting Show, compiled by Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Don Diggs.
And
I'm
Baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gump. He knows a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Right?
Good day, Teddy.
Good day to you. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Knicks are a two seed.
Yeah, Knicks are a two seed. Electric. Big body Brunson should be more in the MVP conversation. I'm very excited for the playoffs.
Right. Me too. Man, are you excited?
I am absolutely juiced.
Are you going to get the Nuggets in the first round?
Yeah, are you guys fucking resting your players to fucking
see, play? I just think that's the dumbest fucking
it is.
Thing no you possibly way.
Do. I understand. Like, I get it. I understand you don't want to play the Nuggets in the first round. I don't want to play Oklahoma City in the first round either. But that's the fucking position that you get in when you start at like...
When you're the 8 seed.
Yeah, like you're the fucking 8 seed. We sucked at the beginning of the year. Had to just
turn it on. Hey, you're getting hot at the right time, brother.
Yeah, like they're getting hot at the right time. I do think the Lakers have a legitimate chance. I also do love the fact that Shai Gilgeous is starting to finally get his love back for the MVP ticket, because that actually was my pick at the beginning of the year. I have a nice ticket on that.
Yes, you do.
Really, really cool. I can't cash out either because it was one of those.
I don't think he's going to win.
Yeah. You know?
I think he has a shot.
Shams just made me think that he actually has a legit shot.
Oh, yeah. He framed the way it, Shams talked, yes. But I feel like I saw all the odds everywhere. It's like minus 2,000 for
Joker.
Yeah.
Is Angel Reese going outside eight? The top?
I think
top.
She's
going
to go eight.
Is she?
Yeah. Why, you got a ticket?
Well, her to go past seven is plus 220.
Should take
WNBA that. Draft today. Is that a ticket I should be holding?
You yeah, I think so.
That.
Really?
I saw a lot of
you like saw the mock
boards.
There's no like, way.
Yeah, it seems dude. Crazy. It seems like, crazy to me.
Right?
Dude, on the big board, she's like still.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, she wasn't even a first rounder. So,
I mean, that's just not true. But
I mean, it is.
I think if anything,
but
I thought if anything, she like had kind of a letdown senior year than she did junior year.
Yeah, she did, but she's still like the third or fourth like big man or big woman, I guess, whatever you get it, like center position. So in all the big boards that I was looking at, so yeah, you should definitely take that.
Right.
Yeah, what? Just I'm because in. I want to take it to what book was that on?
DK.
Okay, the green one.
Yeah. Green one.
Right. the green okay, one. Thank you.
Cardozo could Cardoza.
She's gonna go.
Cardozo.
She's gonna go three.
She could go two.
She's awesome.
She's very good.
That girl from Stanford's like minus 2,000 to go number two.
Yeah, like Caitlin Clark, the fact that Kelsey Plum struggled her rookie year, it does make me wonder if Caitlin Clark, like, you know, at least her scoring will probably start down like when the WNBA season starts. But Cardozo feels like plug and play right away.
Yeah,
big. She's big.
If Chicago gets great. Fucking, they get the Twin Towers down low.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go through Chicago.
All right, let's go to the baseball.
Great what? Masters.
Great Masters.
Great Masters. WNBA draft tonight.
I did not win any money, but it was a good Masters.
No, it was always Scotty.
Yep.
It was the leaderboard we needed.
And we were kind of talking about, you know, okay, other than Scotty, and I did so much other than Scotty that I forgot to put anything on Scotty.
In hindsight, plus 400 for a
take it
pretty much sure bet.
Yeah.
I threw a couple grenades Sunday because I me thought too. Maybe something was going to happen. But
I threw a couple large grenades on.
I thought Tom Smith was really going to do it.
He couldn't hit the green on Sunday.
Dude,
couldn't hit the green on Sunday.
Oh, no. Here we go. Fucking Duke Windham. Fucking.
Because he was all tuckered out from because he already played his 54. Yeah.
So obviously Scotty pulled away Sunday and was sticking everything to like 4 inches. But the craziest to me was that eagle on Saturday. That swing he hit on his second shot. He was
struggling on Saturday. And then
yeah, he hit that eagle. And then that he showed a ton of emotion after nailing that putt. And that's when I knew we were all dead.
Yeah.
Bryson's the worst sweat in sports. Don't recommend it ever.
Oh, I think he might have hurt himself when he was fucking lifting that thing.
It was interesting him talking about the greens and stuff and how he's like trying to do all the, I mean, it's basically what the junkyard dog tried to tell me, but
we were the junkyard dogs actually being the junkyard dogs. They were probably, they're not going to say it, but I could feel it when they send that tweet out last night. I was like, we had these guys.
Yeah. A little bit of a,
yeah, but hey, thanks for Keegan Bradley. He did great. Fucking Shane Lowry had a good couple laps.
Shane was out.
Sorry,
there.
Dave. I love you.
Sorry, Dave. Who was your pick?
He was DeChambeau.
I was on Bryson and Comm Smith. My bomb was Harry English.
There it was.
What happened to Harold?
He made the cut, but you know,
Tiger making the cut was sweet. That was a good bet.
JT, if you had a JT to make the cut bet.
Oh my lord.
Has JT or Spieth played well?
No, the era. Spieth will come back and have those.
Well, JT was playing well. He was even. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he shot 7 over in the last 4 holes.
Yeah. The Masters Upgrade app, you can go back and watch watching those 4 holes back, like watching a man's soul leave his body in real time.
Yeah. Disgusting. Now we are set for the NBA. We are almost set for NHL. Just an absolute great time.
Got some massive NHL games tonight, boys.
Massive. Okay. What, brother? What's wrong?
I fear after an incredible season from Arsenal and Liverpool, it feels like we're just going to get fucking Man City hoisting this trophy again.
Always was.
So lame.
Liverpool lost to Palace, and then the best part was all the Arsenal fans that were chirping, they played right after and then lost to Villa. So
does Tottenham still have that match against Man City where they could maybe play spoiler?
I think we play Spurs too.
It's cities.
And Tottenham got shit kicked.
It would be fun for the Spurs.
Who'd Tottenham get shit kicked by this weekend?
It's fucking cities.
Don't remember.
It was like 4-0?
Yeah, they seem to just do that every once in a while, brother. Yeah. I don't know what the deal
is. Our Spurs.
Ange Ball.
It's our Spurs.
That's fucking EPL, brother.
That's just how it goes.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball for today.
I was at a wedding this weekend, so I haven't been as dialed as I have been. Confused by some of the numbers out there.
Okay, I'm excited to hear about it.
I had a 9-leg parlay with a 80% bonus for $3,700 yesterday that lost by 1 leg.
Who was the leg?
Wasn't the Sox, because the Sox won. It was something stupid. I had the fucking Tigers plus 0.5 because I like Flaherty. So dumb. It was so dumb.
Can't get caught liking Flaherty.
You've
always loved Jack. Twins open up the day in Baltimore. Louis Varland goes against Cole Irvin. You'll see nothing from me from this game.
Who do we got, sorry?
That would be
Twins Orioles.
Orioles first 5 money line. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the Orioles too. Cole Irving isn't good, so I guess I kind of understand the price. But the Twins can't hit, and the guys that can hit a little are injured, and Varland isn't any good either. So I like the Orioles money line full.
Okay, 5 minutes later, Cal Quantrill goes against Aaron Nola. That would be Rockies at Phillies, and you'll see nothing from me here.
Yeah, I'll pass.
So I don't bet totals, but I think this one goes over to the 8.5. It's windy in Philadelphia. It might warm.
It's like blowing hot.
Trey Turner hit his warm first home run yesterday as well.
Is it blowing hot?
It's blowing all over the place. We were just down there. You wind tunnels everywhere.
Okay.
I don't know the wind patterns at Citizens Bank.
If you ever purchase tickets to sit on top of the monster.
I just did today, actually.
Like before it's actually warm out.
It's freezing up there.
Oh.
Yeah. You can tell.
It was windy and raining on Thursday.
Yeah. So where I've sat is the pesky pole, another elite spot.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Harrison goes against Edward Cabrera. That'd be San Francisco at Miami. I got nothing there.
Yeah, put me down for the Giants. Just better team here, better vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Another team that can't really hit at all, and they're leading Ribby Man Burger. He's a sad burger because he's on the DL. So and Edward Cabrera, I think they just called up or like has been dealing. It's like his first start back from an injury or something. I think it stays dark down there in Miami.
Okay. Texas is in Detroit. Lorenzen goes against Reese Olson.
Yeah. So what's up with this one?
What do you mean, Rangers, brother?
Been playing bad?
Rangers?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't play well against the Astros this weekend.
Gotcha.
Particularly.
Okay. I mean, the Tigers have been good this year.
Yeah, put me down for Rangers on the money line, please.
Yeah, Rangers first 5 plus 0.5 for me. I think they mash Olson.
Okay. Nothing for me yet. Okay. They're coming. Don't worry.
Let's hope.
Sandoval goes against Eflin. The Angels are in Tampa. I got nothing here.
Yeah, no, I got.
Don't worry, they're coming.
I got nothing
they're
either,
coming.
Brother.
They're coming.
How did the Rays lose this one? What are you guys seeing?
The Angels aren't terrible.
No. Yeah, they're a little improved.
Yeah, they are kind of hanging around.
Yeah, I don't feel like dying, having the parlay die with Eflin, so yeah, I'll stay away.
I didn't throw that one in there either. Yeah,
now we go.
Okay.
Yankees at Toronto. Louis Gill goes against Bassett. I will take the Yankees full game minus 106. Louis Gill's been good.
I'll go Louis Gill and the Yanks first five plus a half.
Yeah, being dogs with Gill on the bump, he probably has the best stuff of our rotation right now.
Did you see fucking that thing Nestor did yesterday?
Yeah, whoa.
So
Nestor.
What was that?
I fucking loved that.
That was a little too much for me.
I loved it. I loved it.
Call me a purist. That should be a box.
Oh, there was a lot of people mad. You fucking tell me this ain't a fucking box.
Yeah, it's the most bockiest box that wasn't a box that I've ever
seen. Dancing around the like definition.
The definition of a balk is to like start to pitch and stop.
This guy's leg lifted, brother. You never
he does. centimeter off the ground.
Buccos are in New York against the Mets. Marty Perez goes against Adrian Hauser. I'm going to go Buccos full game plus the 108. Marty Perez has been really good so far this year.
I'll go Buccos first five plus a half.
Okay. I'm out, but that should be a good one. Genuinely.
You're out of it.
Yeah, if I were coins summoner, I would probably summon the coin.
Okay. But we're not, coin is not a baseball coin.
No.
Yeah, it's the ice.
The ice nice coin.
Nicky Skates.
Nicky Skates. He'll be back. Don't worry for playoffs. KC is at Chicago, the White Sox. Seth Lugo goes against Nick Nastrini. I will be on the Royals full game money line.
You asked me about 2 weeks ago, you know, what do you think, about Monday afternoon, you know, Royals, White Sox 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is POD, brother.
Whoa.
Royals first five money line. They are, they might win the AL Central.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's going to stop
him. Not a bad baseball team.
Well, Bieber out too for the guards. Huge. Like I like that guards team, but they're going to be short come some point.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Full game, I think they're 30 to 50 cents short. I love the Royals.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we're all on Royals.
Yeah, they should be laying 200, 225, something like that.
San Diego's in Milwaukee. Musgrove goes against Joe Ross. I'm going to go Brewers.
Oh.
Full game money line here.
You hate Joe.
It's not that I don't.
You hate Joe better.
I like Joe Ross better.
Than Joe Musgrove?
Yeah.
Tell you what I saw in Los Angeles this weekend.
What's that?
This Padres team is up for it.
Okay.
Different vibe about this team.
Uh-huh.
Like the fight. I love Joe Musgrove. Put me down for the dads first time money line.
Yeah, I'm buying the Sunday night baseball curse, and I'm using the Brewers plus 1.5 as a parlay.
Basis. Okay.
Sunday red.
Atlanta at Houston. Darius Vines goes against Spencer Etiquette.
This is the pitching matchup we were waiting for.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Give me the Braves first five plus a half. Why not?
Yeah, I tend to think that's the right side, but you know, when a fire starts to burn, it starts to spread, and these Astros weren't going to stink for all 162, so I really don't know.
Okay. Cubbies are in Arizona. Ben Brown goes against Merrill Kelly. I looked long and hard at Merrill Kelly here, but I did not end up going with Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, I'm not laying a half with the D-back.
I got to get eyes on Ben Brown, my Brown.
Not brother. Bad so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might be one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. I just need to go check him out.
Okay. Sonny Gray goes against Ross Stripling. St. Louis is in Oakland. I wanted to take Sonny. Oakland's kind of, you know, they're battling a little bit. Right. And I don't want to get bit tonight in Oakland, so I'm staying away.
Yeah. Revenge game for Sonny.
Yeah.
They're slightly better than last year.
Yeah.
Put me down for the Cards and Sonny.
Frankie Montas goes against George Kirby. George, you know, had that great opening day and then has sucked the last two starts. I've been on him both fucking times. Take the Reds first five plus a half here.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know what's going to happen?
Yep. Fucking Kirby George is going to show up.
And Montas pitched for the A's all those years.
Yep.
And the Mariners know him. Reds first five plus a half for sure.
And then the last game, Mitch Parker goes against Tyler Glasnow, who is a huge favorite, and I will stay away.
Glasnow was pretty good getting interviewed last night.
Glasnow's a dog.
Yeah, he's good. I got nothing.
The 1.5 is -175.
Yep.
That's a good indicator that it's probably the right night to take the Dodgers anyway you can get them.
Okay. So I'm on the Yanks full game, Buccos full game, Royals full game, the Brewers full game, and the Reds first five plus a half.
All first five. Orioles money line, Rangers money line, Giants money line, Yankees plus a half, Buccos plus a half, Dad's money line, Royals money line, Braves plus a half, Cards money line, Reds plus a half.
I got the Orioles full game, the Giants full game, the Rangers plus a half first five, the Yankees, and the Royals. And then I realized as we were going through that I didn't put the Brewers plus 1.5 in that parlay, so I'm probably going to make another one with them.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's a good parlay.
Good parlay.
Peace.
I hope all you guys win.
Except for the you on the Musgrove.
Well,
I'm on it.
Every other one for sure. You're on the Brewers too.
Plus 1.5.
Yeah, you're a Musgrove out of respect, by yourself, brother.
Out of respect for the Musgrove. I just feel like you...
I love Musgrove.
You're going to play...
Good. What's your deal with Musgrove?
I just like the way he goes about his business. Okay. He's an old school pitcher.
Pounds the strikes on.
Yeah.
Pro's pro.
Yeah, legit. He's the... if I was like building a pitcher in a lab, I think...
He would be your guy?
I think that's what you would want your ace to look like.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
He reminds, you know what it is, and I should have
said
earlier, Derek Lowe.
Okay.
I fucking love Derek Lowe. Like, no one will remember that Derek Lowe threw against the Yankees in 2004 on one game rest because of what Schilling did.
Yep.
But Derek Lowe is unbelievable. Favorite of mine for a long time.
That's good to know.
And that's what Musgrove is.
And that's
fair enough.
That's how we got here.
That's fair.
You know who I miss nowadays?
Who?
Who's that?
Just talking pitchers. I miss Burley.
Oh.
I miss seeing Burley's name on the card.
That guy, they would have turned off the fucking pitch counter. They wouldn't even need the clock anywhere. That guy literally fucking gripped it and ripped it, dude.
Yeah, legit.
Phenomenal.
Fastest man in sport.
Good to
All right, let's do NHL tonight.
Ooh.
Big night, obviously, for the playoffs. Starting in Detroit. Hobby Tonsar in Detroit. Detroit obviously needs a win. They are -215.
Yeah, I'm not laying the Red Wings.
No.
At 60.
Absolutely not.
But I tell you what.
You know who else needs a win?
You know, I need the Guinos because the way things are sitting right now.
You don't want to play Nashville?
I don't want to play fucking, I don't want to be the best team in the fucking conference and play Vegas in the first round. Yeah. Okay?
Well, you're going to have to beat them sometime.
Well, yeah, that is true, but also maybe not. So let's go Guinos, huh?
Yeah, so if you're not familiar, the NHL in the East, the Red Wings, the Islanders, the Penguins, and the Caps are all sitting right there with each other. Islanders are in New Jersey. I like the Isles tonight.
You like the Isles?
Yeah.
Wow. Good on you.
You don't like the Isles in Jersey?
I'm not. I know. No play on that.
Right.
Okay.
I like the Guinos, though.
What about
the
Caps at home against Boston?
I like the bees there.
Okay,
so I think the Caps
that would be huge for the Penguins.
Yes, I think the Guinos slide back into that spot. I'm not sold on the Red Wings either. I feel like
that's why I didn't take the Red
Wings. They play the Habs back to back too, so I don't know if they're gonna get the Habs.
And then the West is pretty much settled.
Yeah, it's done except the matchups.
So tonight NHL.
I do like the Rangers in 60.
You are against Ottawa.
Yeah.
Because they're going for presidents.
And what's Ottawa got on the line? Nothing at all.
Nothing. I'm going to take the Isles and just the Isles.
You put me down for Oilers puck line as well, just because I...
-530 is what they are money
line. What's puck line now?
It's got to be 3.5.
Okay, I'm out.
Against the Sharks?
Hungry.
Sharks.
Hungry. Let me see what the puck line is.
Let me tell you about Edmonton, brother. The Sharks don't get hungry in Edmonton. They fucking leave hungry.
Puck line is -1.5, -182. It's basically the Dodgers tonight.
Okay, I'm out.
You could take the Dodgers and Oilers together.
No.
Puck line, run line.
Well, that is. Is that a crossover boost?
It could be a crossover boost.
So you can find a crossover boost with or
the Hammer Don Sportsbook.
We should make our own sportsbook. No, why have we not?
Yeah, that's great
idea.
You know who has
always worked out?
Fucking Unibet probably has that boost.
NBA play-ins tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow. at least the West is tomorrow. East is on Wednesday.
Good matchups, both sides, to be honest.
Good matchups, both sides.
I do think that the West has some great teams in the play-in. Like, I'm really worried. This was my thing about the dumb, the really dumb take of you should lose this play-in game if you're the Lakers. The Pelicans are honestly probably an easier team to beat than the fucking Warriors, who you go, it's basically a rivalry at this point. That's a fucking toss-up. And then the Kings are also good as shit.
Yeah. Like, this, the Western Conference matchups.
There's no easy series.
So the Western Conference matchups are also, there is just an easy way to decide this.
How
do you believe in the young teams, or is, or do you dine with the old firm?
Yep.
That's fair. Legitimately what both matchups are.
Fair.
I was looking at him.
You know me. I think I'll be dying with the old firm.
Yeah, you're an old firm.
I'm big on a couple teams.
I'll be dying with the old firm.
Give me the pups.
Yeah, there's a couple teams.
Give me the young pups.
So if I see one great game out of the youngsters, I'll be in. But until then, I tend to enter with your mind.
Yes.
That it's the old firm until proven otherwise. How are the Lakers' hopes overall going into this playoffs? Like, do you think,
like, legit,
you think there's a finals run?
So last year, to be completely honest, I did
in the bag.
Last year I actually thought we were getting the Lakers winning the fucking championship, Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. This year, no, I really don't think so. The team, it's a lot hotter. They don't have the true, like, 3-point shooting that they should have. They really don't have the defense that they should fucking have. Last year, they had the best defensive rating in the league going into this. They were also the, like, by far hottest team by, like, six plus fucking wins since the trade deadline last year. This year's team, it's a little more put together. I mean, if Gabe Vincent can come in and, like, turn into a dog, like, he started to play a little bit.
He was a menace for
he didn't play. He hasn't played all year. He got hurt, like, to start the year.
Oh, he's fresh.
All right, so we got moderate hope.
I mean, then, like, Vando's going to have to play. Like, Rui's going to have to be a dog for one game. Like, they just, if they beat the fucking Nuggets or Oklahoma City, then yes. But until they do that, no.
You're not beating the Nuggets.
No, I don't think
they're. Just give them a series.
I don't know, dude. Joker hasn't been playing like, well, it's not playoff Joker yet. Playoff Joker last year was just unfucking guardable. So
got swept last year.
I genuinely believe that the Knicks will go to 7 games with whoever they lose to. It's just a matter of them running out of gas.
You guys, we were talking about that today.
I mean,
who's your backup center? Actually, I wanted
Mitchell Robinson is coming off the bench. He's back.
Oh, okay.
Is Harden?
We actually might have the best two centers in basketball.
I mean, I'll give you that with Harden. You don't even need with Harden.
The best two centers.
I take Harden.
The problem is he says that unironically.
No, the Timberwolves. I mean, Cat and Rudy Gobert are a formidable duo. But Ihart and Mitchell Robinson, you'll see when they're on the national stage.
Hardenstein over fucking Cat and I've seen enough tape. Oh, yeah. You ever seen Hardenstein on fucking Embiid before in those Skechers?
Sure.
Got no shot.
We got trouble for Embiid if he wants that.
Let's be honest. It's the Celtics ship. Like, if the Celtics don't take this one, even fucking do, though? With Porzingis now? Like,
there will certainly be a game where Porzingis inexplicably takes the last shot and misses.
No.
Oh, yes. That's the Knicks.
That's just the Knicks fan in you.
No, I promise.
He'll hit it, brother.
Yes, he will. All right, footy tomorrow?
Yeah, Champs League. I like Barca, draw no bet at home versus PSG, and I'm going to switch from last week. I'll take Atletico double chance at Dortmund. Tough barn, but I think Atletico gets a draw to carry on to the semi.
Okay, brother. Mitt.
Oh, Tony, I've got some for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
I cannot fuck this one up. Well, Tony, the most luxurious possession, the richest treasure anybody has is his personal dignity. Jackie Robinson.
We all knew what was coming as soon as you said, can't fuck this up.
Better not fuck this one up.
That one would have been really bad if I fucked that one up.
My ears perked up.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!